Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily for a quiet time with God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. After this audio ministration, join us on Prayer Hub via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. 6:30 to 7 a.m. daily to secure your day prophetically and spiritually. Also, listen to our radio broadcast ministration on our YouTube and Facebook. That is also daily. In all our members in diaspora, join the prayer hub as well as receive it on your phone. Welcome to Saturday, everybody, day 4 in April 2026. Open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 4, month 4. And we are making special sacrificial seed of 4444 this month. On the fourth day in creation, God created the sun to rule the day, the moon to rule the night, the stars to fill the heaven. He also separated light from darkness. I connect to the mystery power of four. May you rule and reign where God has positioned you. There are uncountable number of stars in the galaxy, yet no one star disturbs the other star from shining. We can all shine. Let's do this. All listeners, if you can, switch on the torchlight icon on your phone and center it on your forehead. And if you have the normal conventional torchlight, switch it on and let it center on your head as I begin to pray. If you can't do it now, do it later when you are able to do it. Now let me pray. Darkness is hereby separated from you forever. Let the light of heaven shine on you. Let the outline shine on your face and your forehead. You will shine in your career, business, platform, network, your ministry, at work, in whatever you do. God will put visibility on you. This Easter season, the resurrection power of God will back you up in all your assignment. Jesus Christ was crucified. He died on a Friday. On Saturday, the second day, he went into the region of the dead to liberate the righteous that were held up there. And then he came out of the grave on Sunday, the third day. I prophesy all forces of power of darkness over you are hereby paralyzed. I command them to be paralyzed. You are set free. Everyone in bondage of any kind, be set free. Do this. Stand up where you are, if you can, and walk up and down. If you are in your room, walk gently, or wherever you are, up and down, and start making this declaration on yourself as you take one step after the other. Begin to say, I am set free. I am set free. From what? Mention what you desire to be set free from. It could be, I am set free from sin, besetting sin. I'm set free from poverty, from delay, from idleness, from borrowing. Oh yes, I'm set free. Your area of desired challenges, or where you are having challenges, or where you are having bondages. Prophesy on your children as well. Your business, your career, your ministry. Say it again and again. I am set free. I am set free. Please do whatever I ask you to do. I speak under divine inspiration. I speak as I hear from God. Begin to say, I am set free. Walk up and down gently and say, I'm delivered. I'm set free. Mention the area where you desire freedom. It shall come in Jesus' name. Ah, you are delivered. Oh yes, you are delivered. You will prosper. Say amen. Now, April 4th celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark this date yearly in good health, prosperity, and power. You will live long and fulfill purpose. Happy birthday. Now, everybody, get your communion element ready. Today is our communion service day. We shall climax this ministration today, taking the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus Christ prophetically, symbolically. Now, let's look at issues that time will allow us to share. First issue today. Good morning, sir. Please explain Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, which says, tithe is yearly against the monthly tithe Christians pay now. Thank you, sir. Wow. In Deuteronomy 14, verse 22, God was addressing the children of Israel, the Hebrews, who are predominantly agrarians, farmers, with their yearly harvest, is when they harvest their crop. So it is divine for them to do so. It is because they do their harvesting yearly. Tithe is neither yearly or monthly. Tithe should be as soon as you earn your income. It could be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or yearly. It is when the money is earned. Either weekly wages, where they pay weekly, or monthly salaries, where they pay monthly, or yearly dividends, if that is when you do the sharing and the dividing of the profit. Hope it is clear now. Now, next. Good evening, Pastor. I personally know that 90 to 95% of us listeners of Turning Point will not support the so-called AI system in ministration on Turning Point, or that Daddy should stay off for 1 month. Please, God will surely be giving you power to uphold you for us. We want to hear you, your voice daily. Wow. TPGF, they just want to hear their pastor or their daddy daily. It's okay. God will be giving me the strength. But as I said earlier, pastor's sons are on the wings. At a point when I have trained them enough, you will be receiving the administration on Turning Point alongside with mine. And as you know, success without a successor is a failure. We believe in succession on this platform. Joshua succeeded Moses. Elijah succeeded Elijah. Jesus trained the 12 that succeeded him. Definitely, there are sons that will succeed me on this platform when I am done. No matter how long I live, one day Asha will go. Same for every one of us. Let's make plans. Let's make our succession plans in all our platforms, our businesses, and in all we do. I prophesy, we shall all live long, and what we live for will never die, even when we are gone. Next, good morning, Pastor. Please, I have a question. In Mark chapter 5, verse 43, after raising Jairus' daughter from dead, Talitha kumi, why did Jesus command them not to tell any man of the miracle? Wow. To start with, God is sovereign. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is sovereign as well. Sovereignty means God does what he likes, when he likes it, how he likes it, and no one can query him. His ways pass our own. So, I don't know it all. I may not know exactly or in full why Jesus said that, but listen to this. Sometimes, God works in our life quietly before making it public. There are times when you protect what God has done or is doing for you for a while. Jesus might have requested them not to tell anyone, to avoid premature publicity, or to maintain order and focus, or his time had not yet come. Like I said, only Jesus Christ knew exactly the reason he said that. He asked them to keep quiet, not to tell anyone. At another time, he healed a man with leprosy, and he said, go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded. To one, he said, keep quiet, don't tell anyone. To another, he said, go and show yourself to the priest. Sovereignty, his ways, is above our own. His ways are not ours. Next, good day, my lovely daddy. Thank you so much for all you do, sir. Please, is it good for parents to share everything they want to give their children equally? But when it comes to the turn of the children to give their parents, they now say the firstborn should be the highest payment. Is that right? Thank you, sir. Wow. Both parents and adult children have absolute liberty to share out or give out what they have the way they desire it. Parents decide how to give what they have or share out what they have to their children. And if in your family, the firstborn is asked to give the highest to parents, then that is your setting in that family. As a matter of fact, many families, the younger ones are even more financially buoyant than the elder ones and give most of the things to parents, if not all. There is no law that says the elders must give the highest. What if he or she does not have much or that more? Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all your contacts. Do so daily. We are registering new members into TPGF worldwide. Also, old members that are no longer receiving their turning point for one reason or the other should re-register. Procedure is the same. Save this number on your WhatsApp and on your WhatsApp line. +234-815-844-888. Then send a WhatsApp message or please register me to that same number you just saved up. Registration procedure will be sent. Follow that procedure. You'll be registered, all the registered, as the case may be. I will pray for those that will register on our Telegram, specially today, like I did yesterday. So go to your Telegram. Search for the Real Family Manual. You will see it. Tap join. That is all. Telegram does not block our line like the Facebook will do. I have said that again and again. I'll pray for you specially today if you register on our Telegram. Subscribe to our YouTube as well. I will pray for you if you subscribe to the YouTube today. 4444 is the special seed we are sowing this fourth month of the year. And many people are already doing it. As many fours as you can sow. Oh yeah, then we should not compromise our tithing, personal tithe and corporate tithing, then back to Thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed. Do them with joy and with thanksgiving to God. I see you being able to give your tithe in millions and multi-millions very soon as God begins to raise you higher and higher. Say amen. Now take the communion and let me bless it. I pray over the communion, the blood, the body, the broken body, and the blood that was shed. As you eat and drink, the power of God will descend on you for healing, for victory, for longevity, for prosperity in Jesus' name. Pray over it as long as you can. Eat and drink. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until I truly bless and fulfill. I am Femi Emmanuel. Happy Easter. Bye.